Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Thursday, April 4th, 2024. A convicted felon arrested on suspicion of possessing a firearm is facing additional charges related to child abuse. After an incident involving the suspect's mother and stepfather, deputies from the Sheriff's Morongo Basin Station responded to a residence at a house in the 58,000 block of Buena Vista Avenue in Yucca Valley on Sunday morning. Deputies report that the suspect, Austin Burke, 26, had gotten into an argument with his family about firearms. They report finding him in the driveway of the residence and took him into custody. Burke is a felon convicted of burglary and is prohibited from possessing weapons. He was arrested in 2020 and 2022 on suspicion of possessing weapons. Information from the Sheriff's Department indicates that Burke was arrested on Sunday for investigation into an additional count of serious child abuse, though details about this incident are not available in public records. Z1077 has reached out to the Sheriff's Department regarding the status of the victim or victims. We'll update this story when we learn more. Austin Burke was arrested on suspicion of child abuse with the possibility of great bodily injury or death and three counts related to weapons possession. He was booked into the West Valley Detention Center on $60,000 bail. What deputies described as a physical altercation between two men led to significant injuries to both parties and one man in the hospital with stab wounds. Here with more is online news editor Robert Hayden.
On Saturday, March 30th, San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputies responded to reports of an injured guest at a motel in the 72,000 block of Highway 62 and 29 Palms. According to a sheriff's press release, Keith Ryan and Daniel Horn had a physical altercation at the motel, during which Horn was reportedly stabbed. Initial reports from the sheriff's call logs describe Horn's injuries as cuts to his face and a stab wound in his back. A 12-inch kitchen knife was also reportedly found under the bed of the motel room, where both parties were said to have been drinking. Both Keith Ryan and Daniel Horn had significant injuries and were transported by paramedics to High Desert Medical Center for treatment. The Sheriff's Department is treating this as an ongoing investigation and say that the role of the involved parties has yet to be fully determined. If you have any information related to this investigation, you can contact the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, Morongo Basin Station at 760-366-4175. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
The Morongo Basin Healthcare District is meeting tonight in two sessions, a special meeting at 6 p.m. where the Board of Directors and the Community Health Center Governing Board will convene for a joint training session on the California Brown Act. No business items are on the agenda. Then, a regular meeting at 7:15 where the Healthcare District Board of Directors will address two action items and receive their regular financial report. You can find a link where you can attend remotely at this story on our website, z1077fm.com. Steak and Shake is providing an opportunity to eat a burger for a good cause. Here with more is reporter Adeline J. Wells. She'll tell you about tonight's fundraiser.
The Yucca Valley Steak and Shake is partnering with the Boys and Girls Club of the High Desert for a local fundraiser. A portion of tonight's sales from all orders will go towards the youth-focused organization, which provides initiatives such as summer camps, academic enrichment, and after-school programs. Fundraiser proceeds will be allocated for various uses at the Boys and Girls Club, including equipment and supplies, program personnel, facility repairs, membership scholarships, and program development. The fundraiser will be held tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. at Steak and Shake, located at 58707 29 Palms Highway in Yucca Valley. This is Adeline J. Wells reporting for Z1077.
Are you keen to get your kiddos into youth sports in 29 Palms? What about participating in adult athletics yourself? City Recreation Division Manager Carrie Minitry and Special Events Coordinator Scott Klingscales were the guests on last week's Up Close show with Gary Dineau. They provided an overview of the city's youth sports program and a recommendation for the adult sports leagues as well. Here's Minitry.
We do offer a digital activity guide on the city's website, so you can peruse that and see what's going on at any given time. The organized sports that we offer is flag football, volleyball, soccer, and basketball, and they're all typically for ages 5 and older, although the basketball program goes by grade. So in order to register, we'll usually put out the information on the city's website, the newspaper, as well as the radio station to let people know that we're accepting registrations. and there's a link. We'll also put a QR code on the flyers that we have in our facilities so they can just take a picture of it.
And it's not just for kids. I know when I was new in 29 Palms, I first moved here. I didn't know anybody, but I was a softball player. Mm-hmm. So I called Park and Rec, and I said, I'd like to play on a softball team. And they said, just grab a mitt and go down the field. So I grabbed a mitt and sat down the field, and a game was starting. And I said, hey, you guys need an extra player? They said, sure. I played for 25 years in that league. Wow.
We still offer men and co-ed softball leagues. We typically like to host two programs per year. Unfortunately, this summer we won't be able to offer one due to the fact that the ball field lights will be replaced and the park will not be accessible.
You can listen to their full conversation by downloading the Z1077 Up Close Show as a podcast at our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up on tomorrow's Up Close Show, since its founding in 1964, the High Desert Nature Museum in Yucca Valley has been a family-oriented facility with the purpose of educating residents and tourists about the desert environment. On tomorrow's Up Close Show, High Desert Nature Museum Supervisor Celeste Hildebrand will join host Gary Dignot to talk about the rich history and unique exhibits that make it such a special place. Find out about the High Desert Nature Museum this Friday at 10 a.m. here on Z1077. And finally, Morongo Basin High School seniors have an opportunity to nab one of three scholarships being offered up by the Morongo Basin Conservation Association. Rejoining us is online news editor Robert Hayden.
If you're a graduating Morongo Basin High School senior and plan on continuing your higher education in a major that can impact environmental conservation, you'll want to pay attention. The Morongo Basin Conservation Association, or MBCA, will be awarding three $1,000 scholarships for students who have a strong interest in environmental and conservation issues, especially in majors that involve technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. The MBCA says that one of three scholarships will be awarded to an arts major in memory of local artist and conservationist Steve Riemann, who passed away last year. Students interested in applying for a scholarship must have at least a 2.5 GPA and must submit an application which includes an essay demonstrating how environmental conservation relates to their educational and career goals. Students must also submit at least two current letters of recommendation. One must be from a teacher, and the second may be from a teacher, counselor, school administrator, employer, coach, or community leader. Applications must be received by 11:59 on Sunday, April 7th, and we'll have links to the application along with more information on the nonprofit MBCA that's on our website, z1077fm.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.